Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 7:59. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got CBS News, local news with Stuart J. Waddles, and also state news from Leslie Lotto. Bonnie Green is our traffic. Brandon has got our updated forecast. And thanks to you for being there. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning.
We're a civic media station.
540 WAUK, Jackson, Milwaukee.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a CBS News exclusive. Documents we've obtained show a pardoned January 6th rioter has been arrested over plans to kill a top Democrat in the House of Representatives. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has the details.
Christopher Moynihan of Dutchess County, New York, was found guilty and imprisoned in his U.S. Capitol riot case and was among more than 1,500 riot defendants pardoned by President Trump January 20th. According to local police in New York, he texted threats to murder House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries this weekend and was arrested ahead of a Jeffries event in New York City.
Officials in Atlanta say police stepped in the nick of time to stop a 48-year-old named Billy Joe Cagle from staging a mass shooting at Hartsfield-Jackson International. He was arrested at a TSA security checkpoint. Police Chief Darren Shearbaum says they found a semi-automatic weapon with dozens of rounds in his truck.
I do believe that Mr. Cagle was headed back to his truck to retrieve it, and I do believe he was likely to use that weapon inside the crowded terminal.
Police describe Cagle as mentally challenged. They say his family made an urgent call to warn them about his plans. Not many takers for the Trump administration's offer to 9 universities for preferential access to federal funding.
The University of Arizona rejected the compact yesterday, joining Brown, Dartmouth, MIT, Penn, USC, and Virginia. Vanderbilt has expressed reservations. Only the University of Texas has suggested it might sign the deal, under which the schools would no longer consider sex and ethnicity in admissions and end programs that go against conservative ideas. USC professor Mickey Turner.
I can't see a situation where we would want to limit what we say, how we say it, and what we do as a university.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Thieves who got away with a pile of crown jewels from the Louvre in Paris are still on the run. About their choice to hit up a world-renowned museum instead of a jewelry store, CBS's Liz Palmer says it was easier.
A recent security audit noted that 35% of the rooms in the Dinant wing, where the jewels were, have no security cameras. And France's justice minister admitted the glass on the cases wasn't strong enough. The thieves were able to cut right through it.
A new poll finds 1 in 10 parents say their kids play outside just once a week or less. That could be having an effect on their health, all because of worrywart moms and dads. CBS's Michael George.
A University of Michigan survey found one reason could be parental anxiety, with 40% of parents saying they get nervous when their child goes too far or climbs too high. The survey also found screen time is increasingly taking up kids' playtime.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get 2 unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
San Jose, California's NHL teams facing backlash over a pro-ice message on the scoreboard.
The fan-submitted text showed up on the Jumbotron during Saturday night's game. It read, SJ Sharks fans love ice. Get 'em, boys.
I'm shocked.
I just think that's horrible.
Many fans were deeply offended, especially since it happened during Hispanic Heritage Night.
Disappointed in the message, but more disappointed at the oversight that they would allow that to get on.
The Sharks issued an apology saying the message was inadvertently displayed. The team has also launched an investigation to determine how the text bypassed their internal controls. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Jose, California.
Former President Nicolas Sarkozy made history today, becoming only the second leader in French history sent to prison. The first, King Louis XVI, who was later tried for treason and sent to the guillotine. The second, Nazi collaborator Marshal Philippe Pétain. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Molson Coors is cutting hundreds of jobs, but what that means for Milwaukee remains uncertain. The beer maker's restructuring plan will eliminate 400 salaried positions, roughly 9% of the salaried staff. It's the first major decision under a new CEO who says the company must adapt faster as beer sales cool. Molson Coors calls the move part of a push to become leaner and to reinvest in key brands. The company has its headquarters in Chicago and more than 1,800 employees in the Milwaukee area. A Waukesha County court battle over voter registration is moving up the legal ladder. Attorney General Josh Call is appealing Waukesha County Judge Michael Maxwell's order that would force election officials to confirm citizenship before registering new voters. Call says the decision goes too far and violates state law. The judge's order is temporarily paused, though his other directives for cleaning up the voter rolls remain in effect. The issue could decide how the state handles new voter signups heading into the next election. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. There's less motion through Mitchell. Mitchell International is feeling the effects of fewer passengers this year, and travelers may soon pay more as a result. Passenger numbers dropped about 8% from January through August of this year compared to last year. Next year, the airport is expected to see its lowest traffic since 2022. Officials blame economic uncertainty, rising unemployment, and higher airfares for the decline. With fewer people flying, airport revenues from parking and concessions are also down, causing some concern. Since the airport doesn't get county funding, customer fees may go up to cover costs. Holiday cheer is coming back to the Deer District. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has announced the city's 112th annual Christmas tree lighting will take place Friday, November 21st. The celebration in the Cheer District outside the Fiserv Forum starts at 5 that night. Families can again look forward to live music, reindeer games, a visit from Santa, and free hot chocolate and parking. The tree itself will get lit up at 6 that night. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
From the Civic Media State News Desk, I'm Leslie Lotto. Getting college credit in high school could soon be easier in Wisconsin. State lawmakers are introducing a measure to expand dual enrollment programs across the state. Many small or rural schools don't offer the classes due to limited resources. The plan would set up an online portal through the Workforce Development Department and create an oversight council. Leaders say they want more students prepared for college and the workforce when they graduate. New home construction in Wisconsin went up slightly in the third quarter, with nearly 3,500 building permits issued statewide. That's almost 5% more than the same period last year and brings the year-to-date total to over 10,000 permits. Growth was especially strong in rural counties, though Milwaukee County saw a sharp drop. The Wisconsin Builders Association says the numbers show a stabilizing market with costs still high. Lawmakers are considering bills to expand housing supply and reduce regulatory hurdles to keep up with the demand. There are about 5,000 dams across Wisconsin, and keeping them safe is a major job. Roughly 40% are privately owned, with the rest run by local, state, or federal agencies. State Dam Safety Engineer Uriah Monday says his team serves an important role.
In a way, we're maybe like a building inspector in a community, right? We're not constructing projects, and we're not running them, but we have a role in making sure that they are done in a sound and safe manner.
State officials say when owners do not meet requirements, they can face fines or enforcement actions. In July 2024, heavy rains caused an embankment erosion at Manawa Dam in Waupaca County, which led to significant flooding and forced about 100 people to evacuate. The dam itself did not fail completely, but the breach led to around $6 million in property damage. Another UW campus is set to close, this time in Baraboo. UW Platteville says its Baraboo Sauk County campus will shut down in May 2026 due to low enrollment. The chancellor says classes at the main Platteville campus won't be affected, and a transition team will help students and staff. The Baraboo campus opened back in 1968 and currently has just 178 students. Once the closure is complete, the property will return to Sauk County ownership. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM. WAUK.
Good morning. It's 810. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Weekdays between 6 and 9, we serve up all news all morning. Traffic updates as well. Weather and sports, too. And coming up, a sports update from Mike Clemens. Bonnie Carina's got our traffic, and Brandon has our updated forecast, as he is our staff meteorologist. WAUK News Time, 8:11.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce, or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax title license and doc fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, it's Jane Mettmeyer.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Mettmeyer on Air.
We cover all the news coming out that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Mettmeyer on Air, weekday mornings at 9 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the Steelers this week on Sunday night. Matt LaFleur asked about running back Josh Jacobs demanding to get back in the game against the Cardinals Sunday despite a strained calf muscle.
Yeah, he's a grown man. There's no doubt about it. What he says is always backed up by his actions, and I think that's number one on top of the list of what you need to be in order to be a great leader.
Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-3. To advance to the World Series, Game 1 will be Friday night in Toronto against the Dodgers. Doc Rivers was asked if he still goes golfing with his friend, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We plan on golf a lot. We never actually get to do it much. But the Brewers, they had an amazing year. And if you're going to lose, You lose to the most historic game in Major League history, and that's how they lost.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Thanks, Mike. It's 814, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Weekdays between 6 and 9. And traffic updates three times an hour. Traffic and weather as well. Traffic this time brought to you by Progressive Insurance. We say good morning to Bonnie Green.
894 41 northbound at Oklahoma. An accident blocks three right lanes. You're stopped from Beloit. 94 eastbound just at a standstill from the zoo interchange to the stadium interchange. 43 southbound stop and go Silver Spring to Locust with a crash on the right shoulder. And 94 westbound is solid. Marquette interchange to the stadium interchange. An accident blocks the left lane. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
540 WAUK Milwaukee forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, blustery and colder with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, scattered showers continuing during the evening hours. Still blustery, low temperatures in the lower 40s. Currently, it's 44.
At least the sun's out, right? 45 in Milwaukee. Southwest winds are at 12. Humidity is at 90%. Coming up, CBS News Money Watch, followed by an update from CBS News. It's 8:15, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
For delicious Halloween treats, visit O&H Danish Bakery, where you'll find their famous Wicked Good Kringle. This decidedly decadent Kringle has a midnight chocolate filling, chocolate icing, and is topped with delightful Halloween sprinkles. There are many hand-decorated, ghoulishly good Halloween delights, so do stop in. While there, pick up several O&H Caramel Apple Cinnamon Cupcakes. They're a fall celebration in the palm of your hand. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat. A menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Good morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, streaming at WAUKradio.com and by tapping your Civic Media app. Coming up, CBS News, and right now it's Money Watch.
CBS Money Watch.
Amazon Web Services is operational again after a massive outage earlier Monday rippled across thousands of internet sites around the world. Workers could pay 6 to 7% more for their employer-sponsored health plans next year, according to a survey from consulting firm Mercer. The study found several reasons for the jump, including costly treatments like GLP-1 weight loss drugs, plus an aging population that uses more medical services. And a familiar holiday treat is getting a new look this year to mark its 40th anniversary. This year, those iconic Little Debbie Christmas treat cakes will feature special Santa Claus packaging. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
Good morning, it's 8:18, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you, I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up at 9, we've got Matt Nair on air with Greg Bach and Jane Matt Nair. Forecast for today, afternoon showers following the morning mix of sunshine and clouds. We'll have a high of around 52. with winds gusting at around 30. Currently in Milwaukee, a few clouds and 45. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. And let's get to CBS News. And then we'll have Stuart J. Waddles with our local news. Good morning, Milwaukee.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a CBS News exclusive. Documents we've obtained show a pardoned January 6th rioter has been arrested over plans to kill a top Democrat in the House of Representatives. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has the details.
Christopher Moynihan of Dutchess County, New York, was found guilty and imprisoned in his U.S. Capitol riot case and was among more than 1,500 riot defendants pardoned by President Trump January 20th. According to local police in New York, he texted threats to murder House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries this weekend and was arrested ahead of a Jeffries event in New York City.
Officials in Atlanta say police stepped in the nick of time to stop a 48-year-old named Billy Joe Cagle from staging a mass shooting at Hartsfield-Jackson International. He was arrested at a TSA security checkpoint. Police Chief Darren Shearbaum says they found a semi-automatic weapon with dozens of rounds in his truck.
I do believe that Mr. Cagle was headed back to his truck to retrieve it, and I do believe he was likely to use that weapon inside the crowded terminal.
Police describe Cagle as mentally challenged. They say his family made an urgent call to warn them about his plans. Not many takers for the Trump administration's offer to 9 universities for preferential access to federal funding.
The University of Arizona rejected the compact yesterday, joining Brown, Dartmouth, MIT, Penn, USC, and Virginia. Vanderbilt has expressed reservations. Only the University of Texas has suggested it might sign the deal, under which the schools would no longer consider sex and ethnicity in admissions and end programs that go against conservative ideas. USC professor Mickey Turner.
I can't see a situation where we would want to limit what we say, how we say it, and what we do as a university.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Thieves who got away with a pile of crown jewels from the Louvre in Paris are still on the run. About their choice to hit up a world-renowned museum instead of a jewelry store, CBS's Liz Palmer says it was easier.
A recent security audit noted that 35% of the rooms in the Dinan wing, where the jewels were, have no security cameras. And France's justice minister admitted the glass on the cases wasn't strong enough. The thieves were able to cut right through it.
New poll finds 1 in 10 parents say their kids play outside just once a week or less. That could be having an effect on their health, all because of worrywart moms and dads. CBS's Michael George.
A University of Michigan survey found one reason could be parental anxiety, with 40% of parents saying they get nervous when their child goes too far or climbs too high. The survey also found screen time is increasingly taking up kids' playtime.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get 2 unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
San Jose, California's NHL team's facing backlash over a pro-ICE message on the scoreboard.
The fan-submitted text showed up on the Jumbotron during Saturday night's game. It read, SJ Sharks fans love ICE. Get them, boys.
I'm shocked.
I just think that's horrible.
Many fans were deeply offended, especially since it happened during Hispanic Heritage Night.
Disappointed in the message, but more disappointed at the oversight that they would allow that to get on.
The Sharks issued an apology, saying the message was inadvertently displayed. The team has also launched an investigation to determine how the text bypassed their internal controls. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Jose, California.
Former President Nicolas Sarkozy made history today, becoming only the second leader in French history sent to prison. The first, King Louis XVI, who was later tried for treason and sent to the guillotine. The second, Nazi collaborator Marshal Philippe Pétain. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning, WAUK.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Wisconsin's top prosecutor is asking a higher court to step in on a voting case from Waukesha County. Attorney General Josh Call has filed an appeal challenging Judge Michael Maxwell's order requiring officials to verify the citizenship of anyone registering to vote. Call says the ruling could upend how elections are run and threaten people's voting rights. For now, the judge's mandate is on hold while the state's Elections Commission fights it. The Milwaukee impact of the Molson cuts aren't yet known. Molson Coors is trimming its workforce, but it's not clear yet how that'll hit Milwaukee. The company plans to eliminate about 400 salaried positions by the end of the year in a move to streamline operations. The new CEO says restructuring is meant to speed up growth and respond to slower beer sales. Molson Coors has major offices and a brewery on Milwaukee's Near West Side with roughly 1,800 local workers. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Transit trouble for the city's streetcar. The hop went offline yesterday after a cement truck damaged overhead cables. The wires were hit, stranding one of the cars, but riders were able to get off safely. No restart date has been set. City leaders say repairs are underway. If you care about how Milwaukee spends federal money to improve neighborhoods, here's your chance to speak up. The city is holding public hearings this week about its community development funding plan for next year. That plan decides where millions in grants go to support housing, infrastructure, and services through programs like community development block grants. Tonight's meeting runs from 6 to 8 at the Mitchell Street Library. There's another tomorrow afternoon at City Hall. And the Bucks have new gear and new food. Your Milwaukee Bucks are rolling out big changes at the Fiserv Forum this season. New food options include jumbo brats, pretzel bites, loaded fries, and chicken al pastor tacos. For those looking to upgrade Bucks gear, there's a new Bangos workshop where fans can customize jerseys, hats, and hoodies. The Bucks open their season at home tomorrow night. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The federal shutdown's creating ripple effects across the state's workforce. Wisconsin Labor Secretary Amy Pekacek says her department cannot publish job numbers used by businesses and local governments. About 8,000 federal employees in the state could also feel the pinch if back pay is not approved. She adds farm employers are already worried about visa delays for migrant workers. The shutdown has now stretched into its third week. The Wausau Ethics Board is closing the book on the complaint against Mayor Doug Dinney. In an 8-page report, the board chose not to recommend discipline, saying it would worsen political divisions. They did instruct Dinney to stay out of the city clerk's work, including ballot drop box decisions. The mayor responded that he's very pleased. The city can move forward, though he did not agree with everything the board found. The Oshkosh Area Humane Society is battling a tough outbreak hitting its cat population. A stray cat brought in tested positive for feline distemper, and two cats have died from the disease.
And so being that it's a very, very contagious illness and can be very dangerous for especially kittens under 5 months of age, we immediately enacted our protocol for how to deal with an outbreak of this sort because it can spread extremely, extremely fast.
That's Yava Engel, executive director of Oshkosh Humane Society. For now, she says they've stopped taking owner surrenders, but they are still accepting stray animals because of city agreements Right now, the shelter has more than 150 cats that need care and protection. Wisconsin drivers who try to hide their license plates from cameras could soon face serious penalties. Lawmakers from both parties passing a bill making it illegal to use devices that block plate detection systems. Anybody caught buying, selling, or installing these gadgets could pay up to $1,000 or spend 3 months in jail. Police say the devices make it harder to track down suspects during investigations. The bill now goes to Governor Tony Evers, who will decide whether it is signed into law. Wisconsin Sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
Time check, 829. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. I'm Dan Haney with you. Thanks for being there. Currently in Milwaukee, a few clouds and 45. We'll have a mixture of sun and clouds. And then this afternoon showers with a high of around 52. Winds gusting up to about 30. Coming up, Mike Clements has got sports. WAUK News Time is 8:30.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you miss a newscast, you can find the updates at waukradio.com or sign up for our WAUK weekly newsletter. You'll find the form on the website. Log on to waukradio.com. You'll find the full menu of civic media offerings throughout the day and all week long on WAUK on 100.3 FM.
It's 8:32. Good morning to you. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, traffic and weather together. But first, Mike Lemons has got sports.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the Steelers this week on Sunday night. Matt LaFleur asked about running back Josh Jacobs demanding to get back in the game against the Cardinals Sunday despite a strained calf muscle.
Yeah, he's a grown man. There's no doubt about it. What he says is always backed up by his actions, and I think that's number one on top of the list of what you need to be in order to be a great leader.
Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-3. To advance to the World Series, Game 1 will be Friday night in Toronto against the Dodgers. Doc Rivers was asked if he still goes golfing with his friend, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We plan on golf a lot. We never actually get to do it much. But the Brewers, they had an amazing year. And if you're going to lose, you lose to the most historic game in Major League history, and that's how they lost.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
8:33, traffic and weather together. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. This traffic report is brought to you by Blindster.com. We say good morning to Bonnie Green.
894 41 northbound stop, Beloit to Oklahoma, three right lanes blocked with an accident. 894 43 westbound, 60th to the Hale interchange at a standstill. 4145 southbound stop and go, Good Hope to Hampton. 43 southbound stop and go, Silver Spring to Locust with an accident on the right shoulder. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Blindster.com. Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Blindster's prices are low and their blinds are guaranteed to fit. Find out more at Blindster.com.
540 WAUK Milwaukee Forecast.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, blustery and colder with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, scattered showers continuing during the evening hours. Still blustery, low temperatures in the lower 40s. Currently, it's 44.
A few clouds as well in Milwaukee. Winds are out of the southwest at 12. Coming up, Pam Yockey, the host of the Midwest Farm Report, has an update with agribusiness news. WAUK News Time, 8:35.
Looking for something new to do? Pickleball Kingdom is the place to be, with 17 top-tier indoor courts, a pro shop, event space, locker rooms with showers. It's more than just pickleball. Unwind at the fully stocked bar, catch a game on one of the big screen TVs, or just hang around and enjoy the space.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Donald Driver. This is the place to play.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
It's 8:36. Thanks for being there. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, Pam Yockey has the Midwest Farm Report right here on WAUK, weekday mornings at 5, and now she has agribusiness news.
There's a lot of conversation about the aging population involved in Wisconsin agriculture. So as you age and your body gets frail, how can you keep getting chores done? I'm Pam Yockey with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. We're going to find out about one tool that does help farmers get the job done, even when their body starts failing them. That story next.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Obviously, not every surface in Wisconsin agriculture is flat and easy to maneuver. Monica Spaney knows all about it. She's president and co-founder of Accessibility Wisconsin, and her goal, trying to create wheelchairs that let farmers continue to do the things they love on the challenging terrain they do it with.
So the chairs can be used at family farms for a variety of things. Do their regular chores, they could broadcast seed, they could help pick weeds. The thing is because they can go over, you know, corn stalks and rocks, it helps them to still be able to participate with their family on the farm activities. They could even go into the hen house and pick out the eggs if they wanted to.
Monica Spini, president and co-founder of Accessibility Wisconsin. The all-terrain wheelchairs they've been able to create not only help farmers continue to do the jobs they love, it also increases their independence, decreases depression, and generally lifts a big cloud from the entire family.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Commodity groups and farm organizations reacting to President Trump's comments yesterday that he'd like to reduce beef prices to consumers by increasing beef imports from Argentina. Zippy Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, said they're urging the administration to carefully consider the damage importing more beef and cattle from other countries and the impact it could have on cattle farmers here as they try to rebuild America's herds. That's Food News. I'm Pam Yonke.
And good morning. It's 8:39 going on 8:40 in a couple of seconds. It's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney, and thanks for being there. A few clouds in Milwaukee right now in 45. Afternoon showers later with a high of around 52. Winds gusting at about 30. And currently it's 45 in Milwaukee. Winds are out of the southwest at 12. Coming up, Stuart J. Waddles has our local news from the WAUK newsroom. CBS News before that comes at in just a couple seconds. Good morning, Milwaukee.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vice President J.D. Vance arrived in Israel this morning, where he joins the president's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, and Jared Kushner. Together, they hope to shore up the U.S.-brokered peace agreement for Gaza. Correspondent Rami Innocencio is at the foreign desk with more on Vance's goals.
His mission is to make sure that his boss's peace plan, President Trump, doesn't get derailed in these early days after he claimed credit that we all saw in front of the world. And he will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sometime during his trip.
Israel confirms Hamas has released the body of Tal Haimi, who was killed in the October 7th attack. That leaves the remains of more than a dozen hostages still unaccounted for. The stalemate over a federal budget drags on in Washington. CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
As we head into week four of this shutdown, President Trump is set to meet with Republican senators today, but there's still no sign of serious bipartisan talks. Though there is one development, a potential vote this week on a bill to pay essential workers and service members.
Washington not at a complete standstill. Part of the historic East Wing of the White House was torn down yesterday in preparation for the president's massive new ballroom. CBS News has obtained court documents that show a pardoned Capitol Hill rioter is accused of a deadly plot involving a top Democrat in Washington. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Christopher Moynihan, a Dutchess County, New York man, was arrested over the weekend by state police, accused of texting messages that he threatened to kill House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries at a Monday New York City event at which Jeffries was appearing.
Here's a Halloween trick that wasn't funny. Someone stuck sewing needles in candy treats, tossed out at a parade in Texas.
Police in Santa Fe, south of Houston, say at least three people filed reports after last week's homecoming parade. Jeremy Parton's daughter found a needle in her Kit Kat.
Clear as day, there's a needle coming right out of the chocolate. They stuck it right in under that flap. This was intentional.
Police say so far no one has been hurt.
Could have went through their cheek, roof of their mouth, their tongue.
Police have not identified any suspects.
If it was an adult, put me alone in a room with them for 5 minutes.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
From palace to prison in Paris. Chants of Nicolas as former French President Sarkozy walked hand in hand with his wife Carla Bruni near their home before he headed to Le Sante lockup, where he's been ordered to serve 5 years for financing a campaign with money from former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Sarkozy, the second leader in French history to serve. The first, King Louis XVI, later tried for treason and sent to the guillotine. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
With 24-monthly bill credits on Experience Beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits ended, balance due if you pay out for a year. Cancel. Finance agreement iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan without a pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
The fall classic's been decided.
For the first time in 32 years, the Toronto Blue Jays are headed back to the World Series.
1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. A Rosarena turns. Gone! A Springer dinger!
The call courtesy of the Blue Jays radio network. Outfielder George Springer erased a 2-0 deficit with that 3-run blast in the 7th to help the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-3 in the decisive Game 7 of the American League Championship Series. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Wall Street Journal reports applications to U.S. business schools are down because a lot of international students are worried about tighter visa restrictions. The flip side, according to the nonprofit Graduate Management Admission Council, applications to programs in Europe, India, and Asia are rising. Still renowned U.S. schools offering MBAs like NYU Stern continue to see increased interest. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning, WAUK.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Molson Coors is cutting hundreds of jobs, but what that means for Milwaukee remains uncertain. The beer maker's restructuring plan will eliminate 400 salaried positions, roughly 9% of the salaried staff. It's the first major decision under a new CEO who says the company must adapt faster as beer sales cool. Molson Coors calls the move part of a push to become leaner and to reinvest in key brands. The company has its headquarters in Chicago and more than 1,800 employees in the Milwaukee area. A Waukesha County court battle over voter registration is moving up the legal ladder. Attorney General Josh Call is appealing Waukesha County Judge Michael Maxwell's order that would force election officials to confirm citizenship before registering new voters. Call says the decision goes too far and violates state law. The judge's order is temporarily paused, though his other directives for cleaning up the voter rolls remain in effect. The issue could decide how the state handles new voter signups heading into the next election. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. There's less motion through Mitchell. Mitchell International is feeling the effects of fewer passengers this year, and travelers may soon pay more as a result. Passenger numbers dropped about 8% from January through August of this year compared to last year. Next year, the airport is expected to see its lowest traffic since 2022. Officials blame economic uncertainty, rising unemployment, and higher airfares for the decline. With fewer people flying, airport revenues from parking and concessions are also down, causing some concern. Since the airport doesn't get county funding, customer fees may go up to cover costs. Holiday cheer is coming back to the Deer District. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has announced the city's 112th annual Christmas tree lighting will take place Friday, November 21st. The celebration in the Cheer District outside the Fiserv Forum starts at 5 that night. Families can again look forward to live music, reindeer games, a visit from Santa, and free hot chocolate and parking. The tree itself will get lit up at 6 that night. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com.
I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
From the Civic Media State News Desk, I'm Leslie Lotto. Getting college credit in high school could soon be easier in Wisconsin. State lawmakers are introducing a measure to expand dual enrollment programs across the state. Many small or rural schools don't offer the classes due to limited resources. The plan would set up an online portal through the Workforce Development Department and create an oversight council. Leaders say they want more students prepared for college and the workforce when they graduate. New home construction in Wisconsin went up slightly in the third quarter, with nearly 3,500 building permits issued statewide. That's almost 5% more than the same period last year and brings the year-to-date total to over 10,000 permits. Growth was especially strong in rural counties, though Milwaukee County saw a sharp drop. The Wisconsin Builders Association says the numbers show a stabilizing market with costs still high. Lawmakers are considering bills to expand housing supply and reduce regulatory hurdles to keep up with the demand. There are about 5,000 dams across Wisconsin, and keeping them safe is a major job. Roughly 40% are privately owned, with the rest run by local, state, or federal agencies. State dam safety engineer Uriah Monday says his team serves an important role.
In a way, we're maybe like a building inspector in a community, right? We're not constructing projects, and we're not running them, but we have a role in making sure that they are done in a sound and safe manner.
State officials say when owners do not meet requirements, they can face fines or enforcement actions. In July 2024, heavy rains caused an embankment erosion at Manawa Dam in Waupaca County, which led to significant flooding and forced about 100 people to evacuate. The dam itself did not fail completely, but the breach led to around $6 million in property damage. Another UW campus is set to close, this time in Baraboo. UW Platteville says its Baraboo Sauk County campus will shut down in May 2026 due to low enrollment. The chancellor says classes at the main Platteville campus won't be affected, and a transition team will help students and staff. The Baraboo campus opened back in 1968 and currently has just 178 students. Once the closure is complete, the property will return to Sauk County ownership. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM. WAUK.
8:51. Good morning. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. I'm Dan Haney. Good morning to you. Thanks for being there. Coming up at 9, CBS News with an update, and then Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. Weekday mornings from 9 until 11 here on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Coming up before that, though, Mike Clements has got sports covered. WAUK News Time, 8:51.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli. Serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Get a great deal on a Kubota tractor, built to work, built to last, and as dependable as you are. Right now, write it off a lot and write it off your taxes with zero down, 5.49% APR up to 84 months, plus instant cash discount and 2 years Orange Protection Warranty. Now through December 31st, consult your tax advisor. Details at KubotaUSA.com.
River Valley Tractor, 10 locations across Central Arkansas and East Texas, or RiverValleyTractor.com.
Did you hear something on WAUK you'd like to hear again but don't know how? Go to our website, waukradio.com. There you'll find the full lineup of WAUK and Civic Media podcasts. Choose your favorite from Matt Nair on Air, Maggie Dawn, Todd Olba, or Tom Hartman. It's all online anytime you want it on demand. WAUKradio.com.
And good morning. It's 8:53. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, traffic and weather together. Before that, Mike Lemons, you've got sports.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the Steelers this week on Sunday night. Matt LaFleur asked about running back Josh Jacobs demanding to get back in the game against the Cardinals Sunday despite a strained calf muscle.
Yeah, he's a grown man. There's no doubt about it. What he says is always backed up by his actions, and I think that's number one on top of the list of what you need to be in order to be a great leader.
Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-3. To advance to the World Series, Game 1 will be Friday night in Toronto against the Dodgers. Doc Rivers was asked if he still goes golfing with his friend, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We plan on golf a lot. We never actually get to do it much. But the Brewers, they had an amazing year. And if you're going to lose, you lose to the most historic game in Major League history, and that's how they lost.
That's the Bucks. Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It's 8:54, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, we serve up all news all morning and three traffic updates per hour as well. This one is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We say good morning to Bonnie Green.
4145 northbound stop and go Wisconsin to Burleigh, southbound 124th to Good Hope, some delays. An accident causing problems on 43 southbound, your stop and go Silver Spring to Locust, that crash on the right shoulder. And 94 westbound at the stadium interchange, an accident on the right shoulder there. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance. It flexes to fit your business needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Get a quote today in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, blustery and colder, with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, scattered showers continuing during the evening hours. Still blustery, low temperatures in the lower 40s. Currently, it's 44.
It's definitely fall. Currently in Milwaukee, a few clouds. Winds are out of the southwest at 12. Coming up, CBS News Money Watch. WAUK News Time, 8:56.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
8:57, minutes away from Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach here on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM as we serve up all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, an update from CBS News, and right now, it's Money Watch.
CBS Money Watch.
Amazon Web Services is operational again after a massive outage earlier Monday rippled across thousands of internet sites around the world. Workers could pay 6 to 7% more for their employer-sponsored health plans next year, according to a survey from consulting firm Mercer. The study found several reasons for the jump, including costly treatments like GLP-1 weight loss drugs, plus an aging population that uses more medical services. And a familiar holiday treat is getting a new look this year to mark its 40th anniversary. This year, those iconic Little Debbie Christmas treat cakes will feature special Santa Claus packaging. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
And good morning. It's 8:59. It's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Weekdays between 6 and 9. Tuesday, October 21st. We'll do it again tomorrow, Wednesday, October 22nd. Thanks for being there. Coming up, Matt Nair on Air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. CBS News with an update and local news from Stuart J. Waddles from the WAUK Newsroom. You can stream WAUK Radio at WAUKradio.com and by tapping on the Civic Media app. Again, we're back tomorrow morning, weekdays between 6 and 9, here on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning, Milwaukee.
We're a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Israel confirms the identity of another dead hostage as Vice President Vance arrives to help shore up the fragile ceasefire with Hamas. CBS's Rami Innocencio.
The living hostages who were freed Monday met Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. They said they were confident the rest of the hostages that remain still in Gaza would be brought home.
Senate Republicans set to meet with President Trump on this 21st day of a federal government shutdown. Majority Leader John Thune.
For the sake of the American people, let's hope that there are some Democrat senators who will eventually put the needs of their constituents over the demands of their far-left base and work with Republicans.
CBS News has learned a pardoned Capitol rioter has been charged with threatening to kill a top Democrat in Washington. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
According to local police in New York, he texted threats to murder House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries this weekend and was arrested ahead of a Jeffries event in New York City.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah.